Well, I was here a couple of weeks ago, and on a Sunday, I remember a tornado warning coming through Jefferson City, but I've been also watching what's happened in the western side of the state, as we call it, the Kansas City Metro, one of the wettest, and it could be end up being the wettest October in their history. I'm Brian Helsworth. Joining me to talk about these numbers is National Weather Service meteorologist Spencer Mell. He's based at their facility in Pleasant Hill. Kansas City Metro is so huge, going from the airport up north all the way down to Cass County. Spencer, these numbers are staggering. Again, when we're talking about Kansas City Metro, already the second wettest month in Kansas City history. What's happened?
We really had a period of some very wet conditions between October 6th and October 9th, where 10 to 12 inches of rain fell across the metro area, and that set aside us to one of the wettest Octobers on record.
And you look at the overall record, so right now, 10.76 inches is where Kansas City is at for the month with, you know, a couple days left. The record is 11.94 inches, which was set in 1941. Do you think Kansas City will beat the record? Because there is some rain, it looks like, late Wednesday. I'm just not sure if it will beat that midnight window.
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks like we will see a little more rain, but we won't quite break that record. Models are pretty much saying that we'll get between about a tenth of an inch and maybe three-tenths of an inch here, which would leave us short, but could break us over that 11-inch mark, which only 8 months in Kansas City's history, any month has been over 11 inches.
Have there been flooding issues there with all this rain in Kansas City and the metro?
We were fortunate. We did have some minor to moderate flooding, but most of that was mitigated by the fact that we had it over a four-day period. So that helped out the fact that we had such heavy rainfall.
I think the other statistic, and you and I talked on Friday, again, we're speaking here with Spencer Mell. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. Not only about the wet conditions, but October, this is for the Kansas City Metro, it is the 17th coldest October in Kansas City history. What do you read into that? Wet and cold at the same time.
It's really been a really odd month because we really started out very warm. We had a day that was 91 degrees on October 3rd. And then we got really wet towards that second part of that month. And then through the middle of the month, we actually got really cold, where we set record lows on October 15th and 16th. So you know the old adage where if you don't like the weather in Missouri, just wait 5 minutes. We've really had that kind of month here.
How many record lows, how many days of record lows do we have there in Kansas City?
We set record lows on the morning of October 15th and October 16th. We also set a record low-high temperature on October 15th as well.
Do you remember? What was that?
I don't remember what the high temperature was offhand.
Okay. The numbers are staggering. Is there anything we should read into this as far as what it could project for November, December, January as we get ready to go into winter? Do we read anything into this based on prior years of wet and cold Octobers?
Well, if you look at the stretch that we had there from October 6th to October 9th, it really just was a short stretch of wet weather. Since then, we've actually been rather dry across the area. So, and that had been the case through most of the summer as well. We're looking at an El Nino to develop for this winter, and that typically here would mean warmer than normal temperatures and a chance for seeing maybe a little less precipitation than normal.
When we say that, we're talking about snow, obviously.
Well, it could be rain or snow. If you're expecting warmer than normal temperatures, it would kind of go to the end that we would expect a little less than the snowfall total as well.
While I have you, and I know I'll let you add anything you'd like, in terms of, you know, we got a couple days left in October, in November, how do the next few weeks look in terms of a long-range forecast? Are we looking at any rain, any chances of severe weather? Because we've been fairly, outside of that tornado warning in Jefferson City, we've been fairly quiet, knock on wood.
Yeah, you know, the second half of the month here has been rather quiet, and it looks like those quiet conditions will continue. We'll see chances for some rain showers here again in that Tuesday, Wednesday time frame, and then again maybe towards the end of the week. We'll also see a cooler than normal pattern move through the area as well. We'll see a situation where we'll probably be about 5 to 10 degrees below normal to begin the month of November and maybe even into the middle of the month.
Anything you'd like to add, sir?
I think that's about it. I think we covered pretty much everything. Again, it's been one of those months where, you know, we typically see that transition, and we've seen every bit of type of weather that we could see for the month of October. We've seen hot, we've seen cold, we've seen wet, we've seen dry. We even had our earliest record snowfall on record for Kansas City on October 14th, where we got 0.2 of an inch of snow. So that's been thrown into the mix as well.